Hey, thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellefson Show. Delighted that you have decided to tune in. I have another guest that I'm very happy to have joining me this morning. Candidate for United States Senate, Eric Hufte. How are you?
Great, Meg. Great being on your show.
Thank you. You know, this song always reminds me of Caddyshack. You know, when that scene where Rodney Dangerfield is out on the golf course and he's got like a boombox built into his golf bag.
That movie's always one of the top three favorite comedies of all time. That movie was fantastic. Bill Murray, Rodney Dangerfield, all of them.
Yeah, Ted Knight. I mean, just the way that Rodney Dangerfield drove him crazy. Oh my gosh, just some hilarious scenes in that movie. But
the Baby Ruth bar, the pool.
Right. Yeah. We could go on and on, but I guess we should focus on, you know, speaking of the Baby Ruth bar in the pool, that's a visual for how Joe Biden is treating the United States of America, but right? Let's talk about, I know there's a new ad out, Tammy Baldwin has put out, and I mean, I think it really demonstrates how tone deaf she is about her party's own policies and policies that she has gone along with over the course of the time that she's been in office. And I'm trying to get a handle on why she is, you know, I suppose she's trying to appeal to the emotions of voters in this latest ad that she's put out.
Do you want me to talk about it?
Yes. Oh, yes, please. Yes.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Look, you know, it's sad that her mother dealt with addiction problems. I think everybody has had somebody in their life. I have had two of my closest friends that have suffered with pill addictions. I have a family member that has suffered with that, but I wouldn't use them in an ad. But, you know, my comment to Senator Baldwin, you know, I'm sorry about, you know, that your mother had that problem, but at least she lived a long life. The amount of young people that are dying from fentanyl today is, you know, last year it was 112,000 Americans. The vast majority of them are youth. It's the leading cause of death from 18 to 45 today. My youngest daughter, who's 25 years old, if you can believe this, knows five people, her and I were talking about it, that she knows that have died in the last couple years to fentanyl overdoses. And quite often, they're not even addicts. You know, they're taking a Xanax or something like that. She knows one friend who literally took a Xanax on Christmas Eve night. It was laced with fentanyl, and he never woke up. So, you know, these are young people losing their lives. So since Senator Baldwin has been in office, you can see the explosion of fentanyl and opiate deaths. Since she's been in the Senate, you know, in 2012, I think there was about 40,000, right around that number. Last year, it's 112,000. Where has she been on anything? And then her ads talks about working with Republicans. Where? This is classic Tammy Baldwin. She raises an issue because she knew I was talking about this issue. You know, she may have signed on to Ron's bill, the SOFA, and I mean Senator Ron Johnson, who actually fought, you know, to try to address this issue. But she has taken no leadership role. So what she does is she produces an ad. She's very skilled at that. Says she's trying to work with Republicans. We all know she never reaches across the aisle. And she has been, you know, all for this open border, voted against any kind of border wall, fought President Trump on that issue, has been supportive of President Biden's action. And he has melted down border control. He got rid of, you know, Section 42, stay in Mexico, Section 8 he hasn't utilized. And, you know, we've gone from 300,000 illegal border crossings the last year of President Trump's term to over 3 million, and last year probably over 4 million. And some people say those numbers are understating the magnitude. So she has not done anything. And where is fentanyl produced? In China. Where is it sent? Mexico. comes over the southern border. Where has she been hard on China? Nowhere. Where has she been, for securing our southern border? Nowhere. So, it's just classic politics. Senator Baldwin acts like, she's been doing stuff on it, and she's done nothing.
Well, I mean, it's paying lip service. I mean, if she were really, truly interested in a solution to some of the fentanyl epidemic in the United States of America, she would be calling a press conference to denounce Joe Biden's lack of border policy. But where is she? Crickets. I mean, she puts out an ad like this. And again, obviously very sad. Anytime anybody is tied to someone who has an addiction issue, it's a horrible thing to have to endure. I mean, I personally know it as well. So, but I just don't think she is interested in getting to the root of the problem. So before we run out of time, Eric, I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to a typical mainstream media hit piece or whatever, the latest narrative about some comments that you made about nursing home residents. And I want to give you an opportunity to clarify what it was that you said and respond to the attack that you have been receiving as a result.
Sure. And this is how the left orchestrates these political hits and how the mainstream media comes into it. So I was talking on a radio show, which, by the way, Tammy Baldwin will never do radio, doesn't get interviewed. And I was talking, and they were talking about election integrity. And I mentioned, all the different problems in the 2020 election, Zuckerbucks, curing of ballots, vote harvesting in public places. And I said, the investigation that was done by a sheriff in Racine, where you had adult children going into the nursing home where their parents were, passing on and saying, who voted for my parents? They're totally incapable. They either have dementia or at their very end stage of their life, they're not capable of voting. So who's voting for them? And so the sheriff did a whole investigation, and I was talking about that, addressing the fact that these elderly people were being taken advantage of, and you had 100% voting in nursing homes where, a large percentage of those people are not in the mental capacity to do that. So somehow then the left had these phony news organizations around the state. One's called the Heartland Signal, one's something called Up North. They're not real news organizations. They're just sham news organizations that act like it, created by leftist organizations. So they run a story, clip out a few words of a whole explanation, and then create the story, then push it like it's a real story to the mainstream media. And either the mainstream media is too dang lazy to do the job and vet it,
yes,
or they're just tools of the left. And then they create the headline, and why are they doing this? So then Tammy Baldwin and her allies can say, oh, Eric Huffy stated this, and then that he doesn't want elderly to vote, and put it in a television ad. And I can guarantee you're going to see some kind of television ad citing these the news stories trying to say that. I think elderly should absolutely vote. It's a crock of you-know-what, but that's how these political hit jobs work.
Well, next thing they're going to tell you, Eric, is that you want to push Granny off a cliff. I mean, that's how long have they been beating that one, right?
Oh, nonstop. Look, and you know what's sad? It's so wonderful that you have people like you out there, Meg, is the mainstream media. In 1980, Walter Cronkite was, the most respected man in America because he reported the news, he vetted the news, only stated what was facts. Today, these newspapers and so much of the mainstream media is just nothing but shills for the Democratic Party. They've become propagandists. So that's why, it's wonderful to have talk radio like you and, Wisconsin Right Now and other news organizations that are popping up on the right. So you can try to get facts instead of just political spin.
So one more thing before I let you go. Going back to the disaster at our nation's border, let's talk about how Republicans are actually trying to take some action to protect the American people in impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas I mean, imagine if we had the majority in the Senate, how things would be different.
100%. And here's Mayorkas, who has overseen the total opening of our border, where the only ones that have benefited from it are the, you know, drug cartels and human trafficking cartels. This is hammering America. They've lost 100,000 young children. It's a disaster for everybody involved. We talked about the fentanyl that pours over our southern border. There's going to be a big problem with healthcare costs that are only going to rise further, because think of all these people coming that are using our healthcare system. They don't pay into it. So guess what? There's no free lunch. That means everybody's healthcare costs are going to go up significantly more again next year. So here, Senator Baldwin doesn't think he should even, the impeachment should even be heard. That tells you everything you need to know. The drugs pour over our southern border. He has done nothing to block it. And Senator Baldwin doesn't even think there should be a discussion on his impeachment. This man, it should be absolutely impeached. He's failed at every single level. And, oh, by the way, Meg, it was very interesting. An NGO, so-called charitable organization that he used to be tied to, was giving out to these illegals, vote for Biden. So if you don't think this whole opening of our southern border was just pure raw politics, as they were trying to flip Texas to become blue and populate areas where, you know, liberal states are losing mass amounts of population, it was purely for political power.
Well, and if Democrats were truly serious about addressing the crisis at our border, they would step up and support this impeachment of Mayorkas. But indeed, it's all just lip service. Just going back to Tammy's ad, it's more lip service, and it's just because it's campaign season and polling is telling them that immigration is illegal immigration is a huge issue among the American voters.
Absolutely, and it should be a major issue. There's so many negative things. Again, we're struggling to provide housing for our own people, providing health care, access, the cost of health care at every single level. This is bad for the American people. I'm a supporter of legal immigration, but illegal immigration and the crime, we know that Venezuela's opened their jail cells and their psych wards and sending them to our country. So at every single level, this is harming our country, and they've orchestrated this for their own political benefit. And Senator Baldwin sits there and does nothing.
Candidate for United States Senate, Eric Hovde. Keep rocking on. Thanks for joining me this morning. I look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day.
Thanks, Meg. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Eric. Going to a break. Looking at the time. I shall return after the 9 o'clock news with guest from Milwaukee County Republican Party, the chair, Hilario De Leon, will be joining me. Stay tuned on the Meg Ellison Show on WSAU.
This April, get ready for the ultimate tax time giveaway at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Join us for your chance to win a share of over